and you will quit trying to determine what is good or bad for someone else. You'll arrange mutually profitable exchanges with others based upon their stated desires, but you'll no longer make their stated desires the lock on your door. You'll be amazed that you ever once cowered before the miserably short-sighted view of others' happiness that you let dictate your actions. You'll be amazed that you were ever willing to beg or grovel before this false standard of other people's happiness telling you what to do with your life. It just cannot be. Even if you say, I have voluntarily chosen to let his happiness be my standard, I have voluntarily chosen to let that person make my decisions, you are cowering before a false god, because that individual is not capable of making the decisions for both of you, even if you are willing to let him try to do so. As an illustration only, I refrained from leaving my wife because she appeared to be physically and mentally helpless without me. When I finally decided to make the break, she confirmed that diagnosis by her helpless reaction to the crisis, and it confirmed everything that I had believed, that she would be helpless without me. But within only 1 week of having to face the fact that I was leaving, every one of her mental problems evaporated, and she became a thoroughly self-sufficient woman, capable of doing a multitude of things that she had never dreamed were possible in her life. And for so long, for so many years, I wouldn't leave her because it would be unfair, I thought, to leave her with all of those terrible problems. Well, guess who was the source of all of her problems? As soon as I was out of the way, there weren't any problems. Now, I didn't expect that to be the result. And I didn't act on the assumption that that would be the result, that my leaving would clear everything up. As a matter of fact, I thought that there would be a price for her to pay in that regard. So it never entered my head that this would be the solution to the problem. Instead, I readied myself mentally for the possibilities of suicide and of every other conceivable adverse turn of the unknowns, anything that I could conceive of at any rate. I was prepared to handle the very worst. So when it turned out surprisingly well, I was able to find a way to adjust to that too, somehow. So what is standing in your way? The treasures you'll lose by clearing yourself out of a wrong environment? What treasures could possibly be greater than the freedom to act on your own life, free from the mistakes of the past, knowing that you've cleared your account and that now you can be you because there is no one who has a claim upon you anymore? There is nothing you will lose that cannot be re-earned. In fact, your earning power would be so much greater in the right situation. If I keep dwelling on divorce, it is only as an example, partly because it's usually considered to be the hardest step that one could ever make, and partly because it would be such an important decision, at least it was in my life, so it makes a good illustration for me. In my case, when I knew that the step had to be taken, I mentally calculated what I would be willing to give up, what price I would be willing to pay, what treasures that I had accumulated in my life that I would be willing to go without to take this step. And the price I calculated that I would be willing to pay was everything, that I would be willing to give up every bit of property, everything in my life, of course, except my own clothing, which was of no value to anyone else, a beautiful house I had enjoyed, the furnishings therein, all savings, everything, even access to my own daughter. But again, there wasn't any one of these things that was right under the circumstances, nor was there one that could not be regained in the future, much more easily and much more rightly in the right circumstances. The property could certainly all be re-earned much faster because it would be approached much more directly and relevantly in the future. The daughter was a case of mistaken identity. I was very close to my daughter, but she was not an example of the kind of child guidance that I would choose to provide, had I really had a choice in the matter. So what would be the point of keeping a tenuous hold on something that was totally apart from what I really wanted in life? She could be nothing more to me than a beautiful child, born to some other parents, that I could respect and enjoy being around at times, but she was not a daughter. In the same way I could miss a child that had lived next door to me that I had grown attached to and grown to understand and enjoyed very much, as I did my daughter. I haven't remarried as of this date, so there is still no child. If there never is, it would be pointless to say that I shouldn't have given up the child that I had, since I never got another one, in place of her. Because in reality, I never really had a child. I was merely involved in an uneasy compromise with a woman who was raising a child to be a good Christian and a good citizen, all of